Welcome to the 15th green in Celtic Manor, as seen from the sofa in my house. Now we have great drama. We have the two, Harrington and his partner, Fisher, the ever such a brilliant young man from England. We have the two of them in trouble up on the right, off the green. Very, very tricky shot, coming downhill out of the rough, aiming at a flag which is across the other side of the green. And if they hit it too hard, they're going to fall off the end, as somebody I remember did yesterday. And Harrington is getting down to hit the first shot. The ground has been thoroughly walked on top of by spectators. I can see brown mud under the ball, and Harrington is going to swing fully through this ball, but he's actually going to have to stop the ball quite brilliantly. Because at the same time as I'm talking to you, one of the Americans is on the green in one. So here's Harrington swinging through the ball now. Got it very nice and high. I wonder how it'll stop. Now that's very, very good. He's come up short of the flag by about 8-9 feet. Superb effort from where he was playing. But that is far from good enough yet. Now the television's gone off to another hole, but I'm going to stick with the 15th hole in my imagination, because I've played this hole, and I've even had a go at getting to the green myself, but I had no chance. I just wanted to do it for fun. In the background, I've just seen one of the Molinaris go into the water on another hole. Now here we are back again, right on the 15th. We're going to see a second European ball come onto the green here from Fisher. Now Fisher has the advantage of being able to play a very daring second shot, but he's faced with a toughie.
Well, because Fisher didn't elect
this
to play,
is not
his shot
at all easy.
Lies on the shoulders
he's
of
now
Kuric, who's found a very heavy lie here. This is a shocker, really. But
oh, sorry, we now have the American Jim Furyk coming up
clean.
The
it
hill,
might work out well for him.
Oh, now Furyk did brilliantly. Furyk came up a hill as opposed to the Europeans coming down a hill. And he went about 5 feet past the hole from a place that most people wouldn't have thought they had any chance of getting close to the flag.
Wonderful stuff.
Now we'll just pause a minute for Ross Fisher to settle himself. Furyk is inside Harrington. So the Americans are definitely in strong position on this hole. Right, here we have. I'm able to see it through the television, right coming at the back. Fisher takes a couple of practice goes, wipes a tiny fragment of grass from the top of his wedge.
Should be able to play this any which way he likes.
Oh yeah, the television commentator says Fisher has a good lie. Well, it looks good, but the shot is hard. There's Fisher, right down through it. The ball went high. The issue will be how well it'll stop. He's pitched. Oh, he's done really well. He's come inside Furyk all the way and managed to stop the ball out of that line. A real professional shot. This match, this whole Ryder Cup, is so delicately poised at the moment. In the last half hour, the Americans have really got their second wind. One of the things that always happens to teams, they go through the doldrums, and then, you know, it's seldom easy for the other side. It looks to me at the moment as if the Europeans are flagging a little bit. But we're about to see a very long putt from the American.
Jim Furyk having a look at this putt.
This is a green which involves Dustin Johnson having to go down into a dip, come back up out of the dip. And he's got to hit it hard enough, otherwise he's going to stop short of the hole. But if he hits it too hard, he may well run off the green at the back.
Straightforward, if you know what I mean.
Hole is only about six, seven feet, and this putt is coming in from about 40 feet.
That last putt was a perfect exhibition. I was talking to one of the assistants of the Americans, Tom Lehman.
There's an awful lot of discussion going on.
That'd be just a commentator's curse.
You know, we see Ricky Fowler playing the ball really, really quickly.
I think he was between clubs from the tee, you know. It was a little bit unfortunate. If they put the tee back another 10 yards...
This is for a 2 on a par 4 hole.
And probably just hit an easy driver to this green.
And there has been a little bit of wind today. Anyway, I'm going to see how good a putter this young American really is. Awful lot of pressure on his shoulders. He's given that a really strong hit. He's passed the hole. Oh, it's superb. He's passed the hole by about 3 or 4 inches. Perfectly judged putt. Really powerful. But both of the Europeans have a putt for a half. Phil Mickelson has just won a hole at last for the Americans. An amazing fight back by the Americans, who are now all square in a match they were well behind. Oh, that's a powerful looking Mickelson, who looks at this moment a bit like as if he's an American football player. Here you have it.
Peter Hansen.
I give you
14 to
Hansen.
Very similar putt to Bubba Watson.
Very long putt for a half. This will be a, no, he's just missed it. Good putt in normal circumstances, but the Americans are really pulling back. It's even possible that the Americans will go into the last day ahead of the Europeans now. Short while ago, it looked as if the Europeans were certain to go into the last day ahead. Okay, now we're back at our real hole, this 15th. We have Harrington, caddy holding a golfing umbrella,
Fisher,
big golfing umbrella. Sorry, it's Fisher being umbrellaed.
The scoreboard on the left of this 15th.
Now Fisher's a powerful putter. He had a hot period during the day.
Whilst the players are playing, but
so this is Ross Fisher
the crowd have been magnificent,
with a putt to half the hole. Uphill, pretty straight. This isn't a very difficult putt.
About 7 or 8 feet.
Don't think there's much break.
A little break from left to right.
Fisher's got it. I said that before the ball went in. I could see it. Fisher's a super, super player. There we have it. The Europeans got out of the hole with a half on my second favourite hole on the course. Just Paul O'Mahony going back to his couch. Talk to you later. Bye.